Welcome to Postcast tonight. The Utah Jazz get back on the winning ways. They've won 13 of their last 15 now and beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 116-108. David Locke along with Ron Boone tonight. Thanks for joining us on Postcast. And Ron, what did you see tonight?
Well, I saw the Jazz defense struggle a little bit, especially in the second half. I saw Rudy Gobert protect the paint. But other than that, I thought the defense struggled a little bit. You just feel like they can definitely do better.
Let's be honest. This one was gift-wrapped.
Yeah.
Minnesota played last night in Portland. It was on the ESPN mess schedule for toughest games for a team to play. They got in at 2:32. Jimmy Butler's hurt. Karl Anthony Towns got ejected, which was kind of bizarre. And then later, the game was pretty much over. Jeff Teague got ejected. But this one was, to some extent, gift-wrapped for the Jazz tonight.
Well, and it would have been a shame if they didn't win it. And I think it's equally as shameful that they didn't control the basketball game a little bit better than they did.
So basically your takeaway is going to have to be a lot better than this.
It's going to have to be a lot better. I mean, they're fighting for the playoffs, and none of these other teams are winning. So the Jazz are going to have to be a lot stronger, I think, going down. None of these other teams are losing. So the Jazz are going to have to be a lot stronger, I think, going down the stretch. Defense has always been their signature, keeps them in the basketball games, and gives them a chance to win. But you're at home, you know, and they were without three of their star players. Now, I know all about the NBA, how certain guys will step up when they get an opportunity. You get shorthanded, and all of a sudden they create different problems for the defense. But you just feel like the Jazz should have done a lot better here tonight.
Jazz win it tonight, but the defensive rating tonight was a 110. That's one of the worst it's been on the streak. The only night I think it was worse was 112, maybe somewhere along the way. So it's second worst defensive outing they've had in about 15 games. Ricky Rubio tonight, though, he won't probably be the headliners. Gobert's 26-16, and Donovan's 26. But the number that jumps out to me, plus 23. Rubio tonight, when he was on the floor, in the 31 minutes he played, the Jazz were plus 23. They win this game by 8. So they were minus 15 in the 17 minutes he was not on the floor.
Yeah, and you could just say that because of Rudy on the floor, that the Jazz offense was really it ran better when he was out there, and it should. I mean, he's a starting point guard, but tonight they really needed him out there on the floor. And Neto came in; he didn't look that good. I mean, obviously he's been struggling with injuries; hasn't had a lot of playing time on the floor. Donovan's still struggling, trying to develop those point guard skills. So Rubio was definitely the guy that got things done.
Minnesota had some statistical things that were interesting. 30th in the league at defending the rim, one of the least good defensive rebounding teams in the game, and the Jazz dominated inside, around the basket, all night long.
Yeah, 56 points in the paint. They had 41 opportunities, made 28. And, you know, if this is where the Jazz have to beat this team, you know, so be it, you know. But I know the Jazz defensively wanted to do some different things against this team. Some of it worked, some of it didn't. But, you know, I don't know, David. I'm optimistic, but, you know, we got to play a lot better.
Bottom line is that you just have these games you can't lose. They didn't lose tonight. We can't lose tomorrow. You got Atlanta coming in, Orlando. I mean, this is so tight. Again tonight, Denver wins, Oklahoma City wins, Clippers win. Nobody's blinking in this process, so you've got to go grab these games when you can. It's hard to tell tonight because Karl Anthony Towns got ejected, but Minnesota is now lost, I believe, 10 of their last 17. Their next games, five or six next games coming up, do you think they're vulnerable to falling out?
No.
They're pretty far ahead.
I don't think so. I think they're, you know, even without Butler, I think they're good enough to hold on.
I agree with you. I think they've got enough to that match. Donovan had 26 tonight, 10 of 18 shooting. In the last 10 games, he's been shooting 38%, so a better shooting night for Donovan.
Well, and he needs it. I think his confidence is always going to be high because I think he has that kind of a game. Shot selection, I don't think that's that bad. A couple of times going to the basket, you know, he got himself in trouble. But I just like the way he plays. I mean, eventually it comes back. I won't say right now that he's a streak shooter, but I will say that he's a scorer, and that really makes a difference in your field goal percentage.
19 turnovers again tonight. That's got to get fixed.
That definitely has to get fixed. And you were at practice a couple of days ago when Quinn Snyder was going off with the team, and then we saw those same kind of passes that got them in trouble against the Houston Rockets. can't make those. You know what I mean? Those pass, you have to be, you got to be careful. You got to take care of the basketball.
Joe Ingles was the main culprit tonight. He had five of them. That wraps us up. That is Postcast. Jazz win it tonight, 116-108. We'll be in Sacramento tomorrow for you as the Jazz try to continue this playoff push. This is part of the Locked On Jazz, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.